The Haynesboro Assembly on Tuesday voted in favor of designating the Mosquito Lake School as a community center. The move will allow for access to grants to cut back on utility costs, but more importantly, Upper Valley residents will now have a place to gather. The quest of Friends of Mosquito Lake School and Community Center to turn the facility into a gathering place for residents has been going on for a while now. Of course, the first choice is to get the building up and running as a school, but low student numbers make that unlikely. The school was forced to shut its doors in 2014 after enrollment dropped off. Since then, residents have been lobbying the borough to let them use it as a community center. Around 20 highway residents showed up at the assembly meeting this week to support the Memorandum of Understanding, which would officially designate the building as a community center. Dana Hallett is president of the nonprofit Friends Group. He said he couldn't tell which way the assembly would vote.
It surprised me that it passed.
Hallett said the board will figure out what happens next at a meeting on Saturday morning.
Well, the next step is to kind of reflect a little bit into, I want to get this in. I mean, I am very appreciative of the borough assembly. I mean, it unanimously passed, and that's great. I think they've got, there's a lot of support there for what we're trying to do.
Though some were more supportive than others. At the meeting, Assemblymember George Campbell started off the discussion with this.
I think it's in the best interest of the borough to put it up for sale and get it, get rid of it. And I recognize people want a community center out there, but I think at this point in our borough, I think this is something that needs to be looked at during our budget cycle and not done midterm.
According to the borough, the school costs around $30,000 a year to maintain. The agreement allows the borough to qualify for power cost equalization, or PCE, which has the potential to provide significant savings. The MOU will automatically renew each quarter until either party wants to change or cancel the agreement. The assembly wasn't opposed to putting the building up for sale, but most felt it would be better to wait at least 6 months or a year to see how the community center does before yanking it away. Here's Ron Jackson.
The people up there at least deserve a community center. We have multiple opportunities here in our reach here, but for them to attend a community event, have a community function, is to come downriver, and that's a long drive.
Campbell responded.
I live out there in the area. I live there by choice. I don't think the borough owes the residents that live out there anything more than it owes any other residents. One of the questions I think the assembly needs to ask itself, how does this get us close to priorities?
There's nothing in the MOU about selling the building or not selling it, but interim manager Brad Ryan said the agreement wouldn't prevent a sale if that's what the assembly decides. The motion to enter into an MOU passed unanimously, 5-0. Assemblyman Tresham Gregg was absent from the meeting and did not phone in. Campbell then suggested the assembly direct Ryan to put the building up for sale. The motion failed to get a second, so Campbell then moved to reconsider the original vote. He eventually withdrew that after some discussion. Hallett said he envisions a wide array of events, educational functions, and fun activities at the Mosquito Lake Community Center. He added that the possibilities are endless. The full MOU is available at khns.org. The assembly on Tuesday also voted against redistributing the $14,000 originally allocated to the Haynes Animal Rescue Kennel. That chunk of money will now go from the community chest into the general fund. Assemblymember Ron Jackson made the motion to divide that money, which was declined by Hark earlier, among six nonprofits. The move would have funded those agencies to almost 90% of what they originally requested from the borough. A few residents spoke out in favor of giving the money to other local organizations, including Hark director Tracy Mikowski.
We did not accept those funds because we felt it would be a huge disservice to our fellow nonprofits. We were never told, nor was it implied, that if we didn't use the $14,000, that it would be removed from the community chest and made unavailable to any of the other nonprofits.
The vote was 3-2 for Jackson's motion to keep the money within the nonprofit world. But when there are only five assembly members present, remember Tresham Gregg was absent and did not call in, four out of five votes are needed to win. So the motion failed. Jackson said Wednesday he forgot about the four-vote rule until the motion was on the table, but even then he wasn't sure how it would go. Diana Lapham voted against reallocating the money to the nonprofits, but she said the decision was difficult.
I don't like spending all the money and then worrying about where it's going to come from on the next term. But this money has been appropriated for the nonprofits. I don't have an answer. I am conflicted.
Campbell also voted against it, but was less hesitant with his choice. He said, as he often does, that the borough's big priorities are the wastewater treatment plant, Lutac Dock, and the small boat harbor. And giving this $14,000 to nonprofits doesn't get the borough any closer to those goals. Assemblymember Margaret Friedenauer responded.
I would argue that our first priority is always quality of life. And the money is already allocated. Nobody has given me a proposal of how to use $14,500 to further the priority of Lutac wastewater treatment or any other priority. I'm getting a proposal in front of me that specifically outlines how this $14,500, which was originally intended to go toward nonprofit, can be used to accomplish that, and that is what I'm considering.
Jackson said he's not giving up on getting that money to the nonprofits, but he'll have to convince either Lapham or Campbell to reconsider. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.